The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are many ways that we can look at the Lord's Prayer. I think I'd say perhaps primarily you have to see that the prayer is given for people on mission. They're picking up the mission of Jesus. And so prayer doesn't make sense if you're not committed to following Jesus with your whole being, if you're not committed to continuing his mission of bringing heaven to earth. I don't think the prayer really makes much sense. Then it's really just a bunch of words babbled like Jesus says of the pagans. Instead, we have to be committed to Jesus. We have to be committed to allowing God to make his name holy in us, so that through us his name is made known and is glorified. What sense does it make? Why do we need our daily bread but to accomplish the task that God has set for us? And at the very heart of it all, we know it's the heart of it all because Jesus comes back and stresses it for us, is forgiveness. Now, are we a people on mission with God's forgiveness? Because here and in the Mass, certainly, our venial sins are wiped away as we bring ourselves before God in humble supplication, in that spirit of penitence, to say sorry to our sins, to be reconciled with God. It that reality is affected in the sacrifice. For our mortal sins, obviously, the sacrament of confession is there to reconcile us with God, to be forgiven by God. It's God's forgiveness, being forgiven by God and reconciled, restored to life with him. Here, that happens, but it has to happen outside as well. I mean, it has to happen not just in here to us, that we're reconciled to God, but then we become people who reconcile others to God. The first step is to offer God's forgiveness to people who have, sinned against us or transgressed. Those are not my words, right? This is Jesus. And so I just leave you with Jesus' words. They're haunting. So let's get a better image of who Jesus is, right? Not the long-haired hippie or no kids here today. Some scholars have called Jesus the gay magician, right? He's like, he's this happy-go-lucky, this skip around town kind of guy, and he does these quote-unquote miracles, right? This magician thing, right? Or Jesus is like the Jesus Christ superstar, or any of these other popular image of Jesus, like long hair, hippie, and what? I won't go too far into that, right? Jesus is a challenging figure, and I think when the gospel hits, sometimes it hurts. And that's good for us because the primary work of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin. If we're not convicted of sin, then we're not prompted to be reconciled with God. We're convicted of sin by the Holy Spirit. So what I mean by that is the Holy Spirit illuminates the places where our lives are not in accord with what God wants. That's a great mercy of God because that allows us then to open our hearts precisely where we need to ask for forgiveness and mercy precisely where we need it, but it's not given to us just so that we can sit around and say, delight in God's mercy. That's a great thing too, but it's given to us so that we become merciful, so that we extend God's mercy to all peoples. So again, I'll leave you with Jesus' words. They're harrowing, but it's a challenge. We ought to take it. We ought to take him at his word. He says, if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions.